Police say the attacker targeted a military convoy, setting off a huge blast in a crowded market square in Shangla District. Earlier, the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for a 22-hour siege on the country's army headquarters that ended Sunday. Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas says security forces were able to intercept a phone conversation of Pakistani Taliban deputy leader Wali Ohrehman. Abbas says the call was evidence the group Tehrik-e-Taliban-Pakistan had planned the assault from South Waziristan with the intention of taking hostages in order to free captured militants.
This organization is responsible for more than 80% of all the attacks, suicide attacks and acts of terrorism in our country. There will be operation in this area, but it's now a matter of military judgment. What is the appropriate time?
Last Monday, a suicide bomber struck a heavily guarded UN aid agency in Islamabad, killing five people. On Friday, a suspected militant exploded a car bomb in the middle of a busy market in the northwestern city of Peshawar, killing more than 50 others. The Pakistani military has been proposing an operation in South Waziristan for the past several months. Tens of thousands of civilians have fled the area. The former security chief of Pakistan's tribal regions, Mahmud Shah, tells VOA the recent attacks, including Saturday's audacious assault, show the militants are united and may want to antagonize the international community.
The message by attack on JQ is possibly that to give the message that the army is protecting the nuclear assets, and that if GSU can be attacked, how can it protect the nuclear assets?
But Pakistani authorities and top U.S. officials have dismissed suggestions that Pakistan's nuclear installations are threatened by the country's growing insurgency. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Islamabad.